And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. It's not going to necessarily be the coldest Halloween on record, but state climatologist Barry Keim says our Canadian cold front today will be responsible for big drops in temperatures. And temperatures tonight could drop into the 30s and 40s throughout the state.
But just given how hot it's been, it's going to feel pretty chilly coming out of the record-breaking summer we're coming out of with the brutally hot temperatures. And this is one of the first significant cold fronts that we're finally going to have pushing through here.
The record cold for Halloween was in 1993, as lows were around 28 degrees here in Monroe. Along with a ghoulish cold front, Keim says it's not just cooler temperatures that will prompt tonight's need for an extra layer or two for trick-or-treaters.
It's going to be very windy all across the state. We're talking about winds between 10 and 15 miles per hour from the north, so that Canadian air is going to be pouring its way on into Louisiana, temperatures falling.
And Keim says as we enter November tomorrow, the cold front is going to stick around for a bit.
Perhaps even into the 30s across much of the state. So we could even be looking at a light freeze later into the week, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe even Friday.
The Monroe City School Board has voted to retire its superintendent, Dr. Brent Vedrine, within the next 10 days after an hour-long executive session yesterday regarding some new information they received. The motion passed with a 6-1 vote. Vedrine was previously placed on paid administrative leave during an investigation. Board member Jennifer Hainline made the motion for the board to vote for two interim co-superintendents, Mrs. Serena White and Mr. Sam Moore, both of whom who currently work for the school board. The interim position cannot exceed 6 months. The motion passed on a 4-3 vote, and the search for a full-time superintendent for Monroe City Schools will immediately begin. The 13th-ranked LSU Tigers will be missing several cornerbacks and their top defensive linemen in Saturday's SEC showdown as they take on 8th-ranked Alabama. Coach Brian Kelly says that Zy Alexander, Deuce Chestnut, and Denver Harris are not available, and they'll have to rely on a lot of freshmen.
You have to have confidence in your players and their ability to do it, and I've got confidence that, you know, whether it's Jeremiah Hughes or Javen Toviano, Ashton Stamps, all three of those freshmen can go out and play at the level necessary for us to win a championship.
And Coach Kelly announced defensive lineman Mecky Wingo will miss the rest of the regular season after undergoing surgery. He's expected to miss the next 6 weeks. Alabama has held its six of its last eight opponents to 20 points or less.